5.3.4 Listening attentively without thought. Sister Monica, in one of my meditation on Thursday, correct me if I am wrong, whether that is sati or not, I could hear the talk that you were giving, and I know that there were brothers and sisters around me, but there was this joy in me. I wasn't thinking, and I know that it was after the whole thing that I started to recollect back. I was so joyful. I know that there was Brother Theo talking and there were people around, but just that and then nothing else.
This is the real sati, understand? She really in that state of sati awareness. That's why she can describe all this. But this one only he recall after she come out. Understand? You look at my answer.
Brother Theo answered, okay, sadhu. Because when you listen attentively, there is no interference from your thought, from your opinions, your views, your conditioning, etc.
You know this is what? Memory. Understand? Or? Understand? Or?
Yeah.
Huh? Then? You don't comment means what? Huh? You don't interfere. Understand? Or? You don't go and stir and react and use your memory again, your views, opinion, conditioning, habitual tendency, belief system to do all those nonsense. You just listen attentively, it means you just aware. Then the senses, like Sui say, heighten, understand or? Because you are not lost in thought, not clouded. Listen means that full listening, and that organ is pure listening. That is the art of listening. You don't know how you listen, you think, you worry, you go song inside there. What type of listening is that? Then you compare. This one correct ah? Huh? Why my teacher teach different, this teacher teach like that? Are you listening? You are already commenting, chattering and verbalizing inside. This one, Sankara Sanya, wow, so strong inside. Then later, comment. Like, all this is what the phenomenal world is all about. When you don't have understanding, when you are not aware, you get entangled. Understand? That's how suffering come to be. Good. Menyang, continue.
You just listen attentively, without any reaction. That's what choiceless awareness is all about. But the moment you perceive or the mind cognize, that's already the mind coming out of sati. But in her case, she's very good because she did not allow it to continue to think, which means there is awareness. Then there is a perception of Brother Theo talking. All the vibration, etc. just goes in. Then if he wants to understand, she can understand. But she did not arise any thought to interfere, which means there is no will, opinion or conditioning coming out of it. Just an open mind that listens. No right, no wrong. That's how I investigate with a silent mind to find out whether it is the truth or not. When I can listen attentively without thoughts, which means I have very good sati or awareness, then this sati can do dharma investigation.
When you do dharma investigation, that is what the Buddha meant by ehi paseko, understand? Or? You invited to investigate. It was stand up to invest. So this is what you must do. In the awareness, observe choices. Don't interfere. Then this is dharma investigation, understand? Or? Dharma investigation is not thinking, no. Understand, no? The awareness, aware, no? Then find out, no? This is how it happened. The reality is like that. The movement with your mindfulness, you can see. Your views, opinion, career, the memory, then this one stir, understand, no? Then the five aggregate of form and mind get into trouble. Then the sakyadity condition you to believe you exist, you bosong, understand? You afflicted. And all these are related to you. This is really sakyadi, delusion. Okay?